a dit quelles mesures allaient financer le système de retraite. Ce sont 4 milliards d'euros à partir de l'année prochaine.
France's labor minister, Eric Worth, spelled out the financial benefits of the government's retirement reform program to the Senate. He outlined the billions of euros that will be saved, saying that's essential in today's economy to address France's deficit. The proposal to raise the retirement age 2 years to 62 has sparked mass protests, including a day of demonstrations last Tuesday that brought at least 1 million people onto the streets. The union that called the strikes claimed 3.5 million demonstrated. Another day of mass action could come next week. Alain Perigot has been protesting with others outside the French Senate, which is debating the law.
Demain, après-demain, et sur les jours qui s'en suivent. Les vacances scolaires ne nous arrêteront pas, puisqu'on est...
She says every day the demonstrations will continue until they have won. French President Nicolas Sarkozy has appealed for calm, as some protests have turned violent. Nearly a quarter of French gas stations are without fuel because of the blockade of refineries and fuel depots, and there has been some panic buying. Pressure is increasing to get the gas supplies back to normal before Friday, which marks the start of school breaks when many French travel. Analysts say the protests are about more than just retirement reform and reflect the public's discontent with the president. Polls show Mr. Sarkozy's popularity at an all-time low a year and a half before elections. Pop singer Lady Gaga canceled her weekend concerts in Paris over concerns that trucks carrying stage equipment and other necessities may not be able to reach the concert venue. Jennifer Glass for VOA News, Paris.